Hello and welcome back. Today we're talking about the journey of your soul, which I know sounds pretty deep, but that really is part of the vision that I see when I am connecting with people intuitively and looking at their energy. So it's so interesting, and I wanted to share more with you guys on it today. If you're a person who has been just looking for meaning and feeling like stuck, I don't like this job, I feel stuck at my house, like whatever it is, this is really that part where people start kind of feeling that discomfort and wanting to look for more meaning and search for something deeper. So the conversation enters there, right? It's like enter conversation of the journey of your soul. So thank you for listening, and I can't wait to jump into it.
Welcome. You have entered a space meant for women stepping into their highest purpose. I'm Kelly Cole, mom of two, nurse, healer, and intuitive energetic practitioner. If you're looking for insights into healing at a deep level, guidance on connecting to your inner knowing, and conscious conversations, then you've come to the right place. Open yourself to this safe space of healers who need healing, moms who are ready for deeper connections, and generational healers and cycle breakers who are ready to light the path for others, including our next generation. By infusing intuition and spiritual energy into each episode, we make space for transformational shifts at the physical, energetic, and emotional level, creating synergy and forward motion towards your highest path. This is the Synergy Thrive Podcast.
Hello, my gorgeous thriving souls, and welcome back to this episode. So today, this one really goes out to everyone out there who is just on this search for deeper meaning. I love talking about this because to me, it's always been like that. I'm a person who needed to infuse meaning into everything I was doing, even though maybe what I was doing shouldn't have even had that much meaning to it. I was just a person that kind of just wanted to always have like these experiences that felt meaningful and be of service in a way that was meaningful. So my jobs and the things that I did and the way that I, you know, was with my friends and my family, like that just to me was a really important thing to do. So it's interesting now, like I knew that I was kind of the outlier though. Like I was the outlier in this conversation. I was the emotional one. Like I was just, you know, kind of the one that was like applying meaning where it didn't belong. That's probably a different conversation in some of my younger years for sure. But in terms of just like what you're doing in life and how you're being in life, I just wanted it to feel meaningful and intentional and wanted it to be good and wholesome to a certain degree. So I know that we have watched this shift in the world, right? Even in the past 4 years, since 2020, we have seen such a shift, it's both, right? The world is crazy right now, but also we have seen this giant shift of people connecting more together. We have seen people seeing past some of the narratives that are always, you know, to pit people against each other and, to my mind, to like maintain control of, you know, how people are thinking and what they're doing and how they're buying and all that stuff, and be able to just connect to each other and see each other for who we are. This also is exemplified in my mind after like the post-COVID era as the Great Resignation, like this great shift that you've seen. And some of it is economic driven, I know, but there are a lot of people who are just intentionally slowing down. The people that totally just, you know, said, I'm quitting this job and I'm moving to wherever and I'm gonna go have a smaller house and I'm going to, you know, like not suddenly living in a van down by the river, which in my years of growing up was like, oh my God, what are you gonna live in a van down by the river? And now people are like, dude, I'm living in a van down by the river. And like, it's truly just because people wanna slow the fuck down. People are like, time out. I am not into this. I'm not into this rat race of like killing myself and trying to constantly run and run and run and run and like constantly shove my schedule so full of everything. And then just feel like all I did all day was try to meet all of the schedule things I was supposed to do. I think I ate, like I shoved my face full of food that didn't, I don't know, like how, what intention that was. And then here I am, and now I'm exhausted and I'm gonna go to bed. Or I'm gonna doom scroll for a long time. I don't know, like people are just tired of that. And I see it. And people are looking for not only to have more meaning in what they're doing and more connection with other people, but they're also tired of this constant going. And they're looking to just have life be slower. Some of the best times that we have are like as a family, and like my very favorite memories really are being outside, hanging out, whether it was with my friends or with our family, and just simply being, because we're searching for meaning. And that meaning comes in those moments when we're slower, when we allow it to come in, right? When we allow a minute to just appreciate like everything we have. And those are the times when it's so much easier to do so. Yes, it's so exciting to do things that are fun and fast and watch your kids do sports and, you know, go on your own to a concert or like go on a vacation where it's like go, go, go and like do fun things and have fun experiences. Absolutely. Like those things come in there too. However, it's not about that. It's more about the everyday life where you're able to just kind of appreciate what you have and appreciate the slowdown, right? So this is such a really important like thing to understand how much as a society we're shifting. And a lot of times I will see this in someone's purpose. Like that's something that as we do reading and energetic reading, like if you've ever experienced that or had offered guidance from an energetic perspective, part of this can be talking about the journey of your soul or your soul's path, which is truly a path that is meant to be through the entirety of your life. And so it's interesting because it's so general usually. But for all of the ones that I've done, it's been such a beautiful message. And so for some people, their path and their purpose in that moment is to be chilling, to receive love. Like that's your idea, that's your purpose right now. That's like a smaller purpose right now that will feed into your later, like your bigger purpose is just like this journey you're going to go on, which is basically your soul like elevating itself, learning all these lessons, receiving so much love that you begin to like be the example for other people, and doing it through, you might just be like walking down the street and somebody sees you and they think, oh my gosh, look what that person looks like. Like I want to be like them. Like just as simple as that. That is how simple it is to fulfill the quote path and purpose of your soul. It is literally just being who you are in existence. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to accomplish anything. You don't have to. Sometimes I will see things like, I'll get vision of people who are just like making food. It's like stirring a bowl or like pouring batter. And it just looks like it's the person really enjoying it and like getting so excited that the people who they're going to serve that food to are going to love it, and or it's for like a meal that they enjoy. And that's it. That's all that it takes to fulfill that love, to show that love and to share it. And this happens all the time. So like those will be the very specific examples that will come through during part of the Synergy Soul sessions that I do. And a lot of times that will be like the here and now, the very tangible. And then I'll kind of get like an overarching theme of just, you're meant to expand in love in your life. You're meant to do that. And so there's always like a highest level of the message, which for a lot of people is that they're here to do that. So that the consciousness of the entire world, the consciousness of the collective of all of our souls, which are all interconnected, will all reach a higher level. Like as you do these tiny things that you do, you smile at somebody on the street, you allow yourself to feel joy, you allow yourself to feel happiness. Somebody literally can look at you like walking down the street and they're like, that woman is happy. I want to be like her. And like, those are the ideas. Like you don't understand how easy it is because we are also like interconnected with each other. That feeling someone gets when they see an example that they know that they want to be like, boom, like that's all that it takes to make that connection. And you then have made that impact by just being who you are, loving how you love, giving how you give, interacting and supporting people. Like all of those things are like next level things, believe it or not. Like the smiles and the hugs and the, you know, kind words and the encouragements that you might give someone or the emotional support that you might give someone, those are actually like a step above. You don't have to even do any of those things. You just have to exist and allow in that joy and allow in like that love if that was part of what you're here to do. Hope that makes sense. So the soul journey is a beautiful, beautiful piece. And I always get so many really good visuals. I love, love, love doing that part of the Synergy Soul sessions that I do for that reason. The impact and like some people just have questions about, dang, like I feel like I'm just so ready to leap onto this other part of my life. Like I just want to like go and I'm ready for it. And, you know, I'm like, okay, so you know, and I can see a lot of times, like sometimes I see two paths and I'm like, one is super freaking bumpy. Like, let's look and see why. Like, why is that so bumpy? And the other one is just like, la, like free flowing. And why is that? So kind of like getting these insider details into what steps you can take now to maybe make whatever you're hoping and like pining for in your life a little bit easier to obtain. So, and those things are usually things that you're like, oh, that makes sense. Like a lot of times we get that information and we're like, yeah, like you kind of know it on a soul. You already know it. Like the majority of the time you're like, yeah. And maybe you don't want to hear it, which is true. Sometimes you're getting the like kick in the pants kind of message, but it's really such a beautiful process. So the journey of your soul, the impact of your soul and like what you're here for. So much of the time it is for elevation of consciousness. It's for connection and community. Some people are here to like build and be the innovators and like freaking shake the bedrock of like what we have now, the structures we have now. That's what people are also here for. People are here to invent new ways of doing things and to come up with new systems. And it is so important that we do that. Look at what we have going on. Like we need new systems. We need these ideas. And that's what a lot of people are here for. There are also some people who are here to like hold the ancient torch, whether that be the ancient torch of this is the system I built and I'm going to stand for it, or the ancient torch of like ancient knowledge. I mean, it's so mind-blowing. So many of the things that come through. If you're wondering about what you're here for or feeling like you're at a crossroads or a path or choices intersection, you want to have extra guidance or extra insight onto that, then go ahead and I will put a link in the show notes for doing a Synergy Soul session. This is definitely so helpful when you're in those question moments. And that's how I was able to gain so much insight and kind of collapse the timeline, address what I needed to address in the time that I needed to address it so that I could get on with it. I'm like, I want to be doing something else. And I couldn't get there without just getting a little bit deeper and kind of having some of those kick in the pants moments when somebody said, yeah, you need to look at like X, Y, and Z. One of the very specific ones that I had was I was pretty much pushing and pushing and just asking, like, why I'm looking to do so much more in my business. Like, why isn't some of the, I want it now. And it was pretty much like the message that I got was all about my belief in it. It was like, you're still having this, like, holding this skepticism for yourself. You see other people doing it. You know that it's possible. You've done so much. Like, you are very capable. However, you have this little tiny hint of, like, skepticism there. And you need to let that go or it's not going to happen. I was like, okay. Like, I didn't think that I had that, but when I was called out on it, I kind of realized that it was there, just hiding really deep in the depths. And as soon as I was able to shift through that and just acknowledge it and send love to it and let it go with help, then yep, there you go. That was the beginning of, like, this whole podcast and, like, everything else that's happened since then and being able to work with clients. And I mean, just truly, like, this is powerful stuff. So if you would like your own session, go ahead and click the link in the show description or go to synergythrive.org and click book a session. So, all right, just like always, I hope that you find beauty in something small today, and I'm sending you so much love. I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on the Synergy Thrive podcast. I hope this episode helped you take one more step towards your synergy and brought you one level higher to fulfilling your highest purpose. Please rate and review this podcast. Each review helps other ambitious moms just like you. Don't forget to take a screenshot of your review and tag me on Instagram at Synergy Thrive. I will see you in the next episode.